Arizona lawmakers set aside money in next year's budget to make sure there was enough to cover the requirements in the Affordable Care Act, including that states offer Medicaid to more people. Arizona's Medicaid program is called Access, and in all states, Medicaid is offered only to the poorest residents. Republican lawmakers here say it's good Arizona won't have to expand that program immediately. But Tucson State Representative Ted Vogt says the decision leaves some gray areas for state lawmakers on how much flexibility they have in providing Medicaid coverage.
The Supreme Court said the federal government can't do that, but it didn't draw the line and really mark out, well, where is that line of where Congress overstepped its bounds? So while I think that part of the ruling is good, it's an unanswered question.
Vogt says he thinks that unanswered question will ultimately be resolved in court.
And that means that as we move forward as a state, as we figure out and we have to implement national health care, where is that line? How far does the Medicaid expansion have to go in Arizona? That's unknown, and ultimately it's going to involve litigation.
Democratic Representative Anna Tovar points out that the state can still expand its Medicaid coverage and receive some funding for that from the federal government.
In my view, if the governor does not accept those funds, that's definitely a step in the wrong direction for the people that need it the most.
Even if the governor and state lawmakers don't expand Medicaid to cover as many people as the Affordable Care Act was designed to include, Tovar says the court's decision to uphold most of the health care law will still help Arizonans.
Citizens of Arizonans will still be covered, and they will still get a subsidy on the exchange system.
The exchange, Tovar explains, is the system in which the poorest residents who aren't covered by their state's Medicaid program can sign up to get health insurance and receive a tax credit or subsidy directly from the federal government to make it more affordable. Tovar calls the court's decision that much of the law is constitutional a step in the right direction for state residents to get access to health care.
Today's ruling means what it means for the middle class is that insurance companies can no longer have unchecked powers to cancel your policy, deny you coverage, or charge more because you're a woman more than a man.
The nuances of the Supreme Court's nearly 200-page ruling are many, and Tucson Representative Vogt says it will take some time to figure out what it all means for Arizona.
It's really probably too early to speculate on how much the state is going to have to do and how quickly we're going to have to do it in order to comply with some of the deadlines that the federal health care puts on us.
Generally, Democrats in Arizona and nationally are praising the court's decision to uphold most of the Affordable Care Act, while Republicans are criticizing the court's decision that Congress can impose a requirement on people to purchase health insurance. I'm Andrea Kelly, Arizona Public Media.